Well, more wealth than you could possibly imagine.
I don't know, I can imagine quite a bit.
All we have to do is reply to the prince's email, and he will transfer the funds to us as soon as he has escaped from his transdimensional prison.
Oh, Latimer.
Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2014 with Emma Newman.
Not beads, Mom. I beg you, anything but beads.
But they're red and shiny. Now, sit still, Latimer. Smile.
There's been a new delivery of a card and a gift, Mom. I've taken the liberty of moving us forward to December the 25th.
Ooh, splendid. Let's see the card first. Latimer, could you take this out of the envelope? I'm not quite sure what it's made of. It's not a squished animal, is it?
No, Mom. It's woven from beard hair. An interesting shade of flame red with flecks of gold. It smells spicy, with just a hint of... Ah, yes. Just the right piquancy that can only come from a particular brand of tacos purchased in the United States. Yes, this definitely comes from the chin of Mr. Charles Wendig.
What a remarkable display of skill, Latimer. Are those crow feathers around the edge?
Well...
Don't lick them! Ugh!
I was just going to comment on how fine the bird must have been.
Oh, there's a crayon drawing in the centre. It's an awfully expressive style.
Ah, yes. It can only have been penned by the sinister toddler known as B-Dub.
It's not exactly festive. A man half sunken in lava, hand without flesh, skeletal fingers reaching heavenward. There's not even a sprig of holly.
Isn't it marvellous?
Well, let's see what it says inside. May the tea be hot and the cozies sharp, and may all your foes scream most delightfully as their flesh is seared from their bones inside the bubbling cauldron of castigating lava. Blah, blah, blah. Something that rhymes with either hot or sharp. The end. Heart, the Wendigo. The cozies sharp. How odd.
Should I open the gift, Mom? Just in case.
Good idea, Latimer.
Ah, weaponized tea cozies. Delicate, pressed lace, wetted molecular razor edge. Take a man's hands off with the flick of a wrist. Particularly a foe who might just be trying to steal your precious tea, Mom. A most thoughtful gift. And to think, I believed he wanted revenge. All those months of close surveillance have gone to waste.
What on earth do you mean? Have you been spying on Chuck?
Only every other day, Mum. And all I've learned is that he likes to hum the Indiana Jones theme by John Williams before writing every day.
What's got into them?
Oh, no. They think we want them to sing it. No. No singing.
Oh, they look so disappointed. Don't be mean, Latimer. I love Indiana Jones.
Oh, very well, Mum.
I won't tell Chuck you've been spying on him, but I shall pen a letter to thank him for the cozies and congratulate him on the re-release of the Miriam Black series in the new year. And before we know it, the first edition of The Shield will be out.
I thought Adam Christopher was writing that, Mum.
He is. They're writing it together.
They actually let them work together? Oh, dear. I shall go and stock up on canned goods and water, Mum, in preparation for the inevitable apocalypse.
Oh, don't be silly, Latimer. I'm sure their combined genius will only lead to good. And to counter your talk of the apocalypse, let's have some festive cheer. Little chickens! You've just listened to the 5th Advent episode of 2014. Visit the Advent calendar at www.teaandjeopardy.com, and if you'd like to become a member of the Order of the Sacred Teacup and support the show, go to www.patreon.com/teaandjeopardy.